Join executive producer and former Victoria's Secret model, Summer Helene, and get the royal tour as the Duchess of Hollywood takes you behind the scenes and gives you an insider's guide to Hollywood. Get the scoop and all the dirt, and listen in on location with Summer Helene as she guides you through the entertainment world. Summer will challenge everything you think you know about Hollywood. Because of its mature content, Behind the Scenes with Summer Helene is recommended for an adult audience.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We have a fantastic show for you today. We've got a whole bunch going on. I think my most exciting moment for the day is Hugh Jackman is talking about he may do a cameo in Deadpool. It's Hugh freaking Jackman. I don't care what he does a cameo in. He's fantastic. He just did a cameo in Night at the Museum that was wonderful. Did you see it, John?
Night at the Museum?
The last Night at the Museum.
Actually, I don't think I've even seen the first one.
Oh, for shame. It's fantastic. The gentleman, yeah, the guys that wrote it actually wrote a book about screenwriting, and a good portion of it is based on that particular show.
But well, you know, I read their book. I really enjoyed the book.
Oh, it was a great book, but yeah. I think in the last Night at the Museum, spoiler alert, they said I have to say that now before I ruin, you know, movies for people. Hugh Jackman is on stage and this character runs up to him and he looks at the guy and he said, "You don't want to make me angry." And he gets into the full-on Wolverine pose, does the growl, looks ridiculous. And the woman that's on stage with him said it works much better when he has the claws and no shirt.
Oh, can he legally do that?
Apparently he can. I don't know, but it was really well done. I was impressed. I thought it was fantastic. And I got to say, you know, I have a thing for the Wolverine. I mean, I'm a woman after all.
It was Carl Urban last week, so we've tossed Judge Dredd aside.
No. No, I still love Carl Urban.
Okay.
I could not manage to wrestle him away. I did stop and see Christopher Lloyd while we were at Comic-Con. You guys, as long-term listeners know, I actually worked with him years and years and years ago. I met him on the set of a show called Stacked. Well, gratefully, I know you've heard this story and I'm going to retell it. It was with Pamela Anderson and Christopher Lloyd. And my grandmother, God rest her soul, walked on set, takes one look at Chris and runs right past Pam on the way, handing Pam her bag and asking for a cup of coffee. Pam, lovely woman, she held my grandmother's bag, got my grandmother coffee and took the photograph. So, of course, we stopped at Comic-Con. I saw Chris and what he remembered was she was the only person that ever threw over Pamela Anderson to get near him.
I'm sure it would have made a bigger, you know, it would have been a bigger impression, insult to Pam if it had been your grandfather.
Yeah, that was it. Well, I think the worst moment, though, was afterwards my grandma looked at her, told her she was pretty, pointed out that her granddaughter was a producer and might be able to help her.
Well.
I was pretty sure I was getting fired that day.
At least she thought she could have been in show business.
That's it. She could have been. You know, it's a horrible realization. So what is going on in entertainment today?
Today? You know what? I've noticed something kind of weird going on with movies right now. Everything is so polarized. Everything is, you know, this side against this side. And now there's this thing. This has been a couple weeks in a row now. But movies are coming out, and it's either the girl movie or the guy movie.
Yep.
And because a couple weeks ago, it was Mad Max and Picture Perfect 2. And Picture Perfect 2 made more money. So they made a big deal of it, like girl power kind of thing. Well, now this weekend, I'm hearing the same exact thing. It's like Spy, the Melissa McCarthy movie, is the chick movie, and Entourage is the guy movie. And I don't think it can be, you know, I think we're getting to a point to where, you know, it can't be just this side or that side, because I don't think that's really fair. I think Spy is a more broader kind of film for anybody who wants to see something funny.
But we're even getting there with the rom-coms. I mean, if you look at, what was it? It was 21, which was a fantastic movie that had Chris, what's his face, the one that plays Captain America in it, Chris Evans and Anna Faris. And that was a great film, but it was all about female sexuality. And, of course, she ended up with the guy in the end. There's a new one coming out now with Amy Schumer, same concept. I'd love to see a movie where the girl doesn't end up with the guy. where it's not all about, you know, in the end, getting the bloke. And yeah, that seems to be what, I mean, all these girl movies, even the spy movies. What was the one with Sandra Bullock? Where Miss Congeniality.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and it was, or the one she played with Ryan Reynolds. I mean, she's a powerful executive, but her life's not complete till she has a man.
No. Okay.
It's the feminist in me that offends, I think.
Well, I mean, you know, you still got Scarlett Johansson beating up 20 guys at a time. Does that help?
Not particularly. I mean, she fell for the Hulk in that awful, awful movie, The Last Avengers.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, good. You saved your money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the comic book thing.
I like my comics. Don't you mess with them.
Well, I'm not going to mess with them. I'm just not going to, you know, rush out the door to see them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the last movie I just saw Jaws again in last Tuesday. They had a classic series here. And they put Jaws up on the big screen for its 40th anniversary. The place was filled. There were people all over the place wearing Jaws shirts and all kinds of stuff. So, I mean, you know, that's the last movie I went to. It was a 40-year-old movie.
Hey, you know what, though? It's a damn good movie.
Well, it's got legs. That fish has legs.
It does, and it keeps going.
Yeah, and people, you know, they showed it a year ago here, too, and it sold out then, too. So, you know, the new ones, I'm kind of at a loss. But I just, you know, just being on the outside watching these shows talk about films, and it's like, well, what's it going to be this way? The boys or the girls winning? I'm like, you know, can't we just go see a movie and it be
that's
good?
That's decent, yeah. Well, we're not really coming out with new stuff. No offense to my buddies back home. Now, we got to touch on the subject that everyone is touching on. Uh-oh. Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, you know, I heard from the L.A. Psycho, my ex-girlfriend in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And she said that you can't even joke about that in Hollywood, that you can't even make fun of – you can't even have fun with that. I suspect that's why David Letterman retired.
That's over the Caitlyn Jenner. Well,
right.
People have been making jokes.
Oh, yeah, social media. I mean, I lost some friends and I got yelled at on Facebook. So I think it's funny myself, but
I think it's fantastic. She's being who she is, but I find it interesting. Jon Stewart did a segment on it that, you know, all it took was her turning into a woman. Now, what is it? We're not talking about her athleticism, her intelligence, or the fact that she's an entrepreneur. We're talking about a body.
Well, that's who she wants to be now. She wants to be a woman and on the cover of magazines and airbrushed and enhanced. And so, I mean, you know, everything she's doing now is to be judged on that in that way. So I'm not going to feel too guilty. You know, I thought Stewart was maybe, you know, he was right, but I thought he was a little overreaching because, you know, I'm not going to feel guilty because I'm going to look at that and go, you know, hey, that's Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs doing a little dance. I'm not going to feel bad about that. The guy, you know, he's 65 years old. He's been married 3 times. He's got 3 sets of kids. And last week he tells me, you know, I'm a woman now. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'm having a hard time because to even talk about it, I'm having guilt heaped on me. Because, you know, I mean, you know, he's still a guy, right?
Yeah, he still has male genitalia.
Yeah, he's doing a tuck or a airbrush or whatever, Buffalo Bill style.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's, you know, and I mean, if you see him, you could have a photograph and he's all airbrushed and everything to look like a girl. I mean, I could probably be pretty hot. You know what? Maybe I'll be a girl for the rest of this hour.
I'm going to be a woman now until
the end of the show. I think I'm going to be a woman. So just you better talk about my hotness. And I'm not even airbrushed.
I don't know. He has much better breast implants than you do.
I'm working on it. Next commercial break, I'll do some. I got some things in the fridge. I'll have a bigger rack than him. But you know, I mean, you know, what happens if a year from now he's like, you know, I'm all better now, and I think I'm going to be Bruce again, and I'm free of that horrid clan I've been part of all these years, and I think I'll be a guy now. I mean, is that going to make Diane Sawyer look kind of silly?
Well, I think coming out, especially publicly, I mean, that's a pretty rough one.
Oh, hey, it takes guts to do something like that. But is it guts to hang on to the man, the all the man stuff, but still tell everybody you have to call me this? I mean, it's just very confusing. And here's another aspect to it. What if he wants to be the world's greatest woman's golfer? Which tee do you make him use on the golf course? He says he's a woman now, and I'll bet you he starts using that ladies' tee, and he beats all women, and he becomes the world's greatest woman's golfer. Is he still a woman?
I don't know. I don't think society's gotten to a point where we've made those decisions yet.
Well, it sounds to me like they're making the decisions for us.
But
we're not allowed to make our own decisions.
I think that I don't believe in gender split sports. I think that everyone should be allowed to play. And if it's male dominated because the men are better, fine. If women take over, fine. But I don't think – like I hate women's basketball. I hate men's basketball. I think we should just play basketball.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it needs to be gender divided.
Do you think women can keep up with men?
Yes. I think that in this case, we're simply looking at who the best athlete is.
Okay. I don't know. Do you think – now, let's take golf because – golf has two tees. Are you familiar with golf?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You have a ladies' tee and you have the men's tee. And it's because, you know, men can hit the ball further because they're, you know, bigger. They're dudes. So
that makes sense.
Do you think then that you're setting two standards for a single sport then?
I do. But I think it's like the military. The military, you have one set of rules for women as far as PT goes and another set for men. I don't think that's fair. Oh, we're going to break. We'll be back with our debate and Cindy Hunnig after the break. Thank you, Scott Haskin, for that fantastic music.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene, and that beautiful music was brought to you by Scott Haskin. So Caitlin Lowell, the Teen Mom star, is blasting rumors that Tyler, her fiancé, left her. I don't know why he wouldn't, but apparently he didn't. So I think he should have. She's kind of a bitch. Whatever. We're giving a shout out real quick. This weekend, we're giving away a beautiful necklace, Three-Quarter Moon Creative. You can find them on Etsy. We're giving away tickets to Ride It Off-Road Rentals. We want to give a special thank you to the Umbrella Corp, Arizona Hive, and the Arizona Corpse crew for doing the makeup at Phoenix Comic Con. Look them up on social media sites. We want to give a shout out. If you are in Arizona, if you are in Sedona, try True Rest Float Spas. The Science of Feeling Great. It's in Sedona, Arizona. You can find them on Facebook or Twitter. It's called True Rest Sedona. It is fantastic. I'm telling you guys, it is the best thing you can possibly do. I found Griggs Vacuums, which Alexis puts in here every week because it's a grandfather's place. Off-Road Rentals, we give away rides every single week from them. And Pure PR, which is Cindy's agency, we'll have her on later. It's a boutique agency that makes people, places, and things famous. So we're going to jump real quick back to the Jenner woman. Now, I got to say this. I think it's interesting that Caitlin spells her name with a C, not a K. And
well, deliberate. I'm sure that's deliberate.
To get away from the Kardashian
that's
thing.
That is an F you to Chris. That is all that. I'll lay money on it.
You think it's an F you to Chris?
Oh, absolutely. Caitlin with a C in a family that the C, even though the C word's very big in that family, there isn't one C in the whole family. It's all K's. And now there's Caitlin with a C. Yeah, that's a big F you.
I kind of like that though. She's her own person. She's being her own person. She's not dealing with her idiot ex-wife. Who, well, by the way, is one of my favorite publicists in the whole wide world.
But she's the same thing. She's turning into one of them. If she became a woman and disappeared or something, that's fine. But now it's another Kardashian offshoot with a show to promote and a show that's going to be on and great, more programming from them. So do you see that as any different?
Do you really think that's what it's going to be?
Well, debuting on the E! Channel next month, Call Me Kate with a C. You know, I mean, that's what all this is about. The Vanity Fair and, you know, I mean, I'm not going to get into conspiracies or anything, but I just think it's a big, it's just part of the same monster. This Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce, whatever, is not doing anything different. She's turned into one of them. Don't you think?
I thought she was trying to get away from him.
Not on my TV. She's not.
All right. I'll give you that.
I mean, on Vanity Fair, and I can't go anywhere. I can't go get Chips Ahoy cookies at the grocery store without seeing every Kardashian family member in the aisle on every magazine. I can't do it. And now there's this. I mean, they should have been, you know.
I can't attach Cindy. Get on.
It's happening. Bruce, Caitlin, whatever, is now one of them. And now it's another show, another property, another, you know. So there's nothing different there. I wonder if Chris, is Chris getting any of that?
Well, if she's smart, Chris would be getting some of it. I mean, Chris is a fantastic publicist.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, does she, you know. I picture her sitting in that mansion with a white cat in her lap, you know, Ernst Stavro Blofeld of the entertainment world, you know, with another hit show or whatever, you know.
The question is the public ready for it? I mean, is it going to be a hit?
No, we weren't asked. We weren't asked. I mean, we weren't asked for any of them. And they're, you know, they've taken over the E! Channel. So
thank you, Ryan Seacrest, by the way.
Well, I don't know who to blame, but I mean, ultimately the blame comes on anybody who watches those shows because they're the ones that give the ratings.
Do we know for sure that we can power this thing back up?
No, it makes sense. I'm still here. I think we have Cindy Honig on. Cindy?
Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can. So we'll ask a publicist's opinion here. We are talking about the Caitlyn Jenner thing.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting topic.
From a publicist's perspective, John's saying he thinks it's publicity. She's got her own show now coming on E! I think it's kind of brave, especially doing this in the public. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, because if she were my client, or if Bruce had been my client, I might have advised him differently. There's two ways to look at this. If he had wanted to go public, if he had wanted that to be publicly, and if he wanted public scrutiny and public comments and all that, I would have said, great, let's go for it. Let's get a show. However, if he had wanted to keep it quiet because of the family and their, you know, questions and concerns, I would have said, let's do it as quietly as we possibly can, you know, and there are ways to do that. You know, and it's interesting to me, and I'll tell you what one statement was that got me. And the one statement that Bruce made was that when they were doing the Kardashian show, he said, you know, I was the one with the story all the time and nobody knew about it. So I can understand what John Kestner is saying. And I can see why that looks like it's a huge publicity. But you know what? When you're in the public eye like that, what are you going to do? What else are you going to do? You know, you're either darned if you do, darned if you don't. So I would have said, let's go for it. That's what I would have done. I would have said, let's go for it. Let's do a show. You're in the public eye. That's exactly what I would have done. But I would have done it as gently as I possibly could have, because my client had a family, you know,
gently.
You know, John, and gently is right. And I hesitated to say that. How can you gently do that? Remember back to when I was doing the Pee Wee Herman thing, and gently was what we were required to do, or what we thought we should do, you know, to protect him. And I thought we did it well. But gently these days is kind of difficult because of all the social media and all the exposure that we have now. So, you know, it's a tough call. It really is. It's a real tough call.
Well, how do you do it? How do you do it gently? How would you say to do it gently?
Well, I'll have to tell you, God, that's a tough one, because I would have had to, you know, you have to do what the client wants, and then you guide them, you know, then you suggest to them, you give them all your best reasonings, why and why not. And I probably would have said, I think that he wanted to come out publicly. I really do. I think that I would have said gently, okay, first of all, we talk to the kids, we talk to the family, and we get their support before we go on the air with Diane Sawyer or anybody else. And I feel like that wasn't completely satisfied to the families. You know, I feel like it wasn't completely satisfied to their wants and desires. So I would have totally done that. Then I would have rolled it out gently. I would not have splashed it with Diane Sawyer. You know, I would have put him on And this is difficult because I would have, you know, in the old days, we would have put him on the Tonight Show, you know, to kind of roll it out, just kind of, as I say, gently. And then I would have put him on different talk shows. I would have put him on a woman's show first. I would have probably put him on the Today Show first with a Matt Lauer and a Savannah Guthrie. I probably would have done that. And then I would have put him on the talk or something like that. I would not have rolled it out as blatantly as it was with Diane Sawyer, because it got so much publicity. It was such a big, everybody looked forward to tuning into that. And we knew it was going to be a big, huge thing. Go ahead, John.
Cindy, these people started their careers with a sex tape.
You're right.
You know, I mean, come on. There's nothing gentle about that. Here's my daughter banging a rapper.
And you know what?
1999.
And it's like this. And I'm going to say this out loud, John, because it's like, would you want to represent that team? I'm not sure I would. Because
I believe you. I totally
believe you. I mean, it's like, would you want to represent O.J. Simpson after he was acquitted? You know, it's that kind of thing for me. I would have said, absolutely, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That would be a hard deal to represent, because they don't quietly go away. They don't quietly settle down. You know, as a publicist, you know, there are things we have to say to them, like, you need to be quiet for a while, or take my advice on this. Let me tell you something. I've told clients, and I told this client once that I was, when I first met her and was going to represent her, I said, you know, I couldn't possibly go on the air and do that character that you do so well. There's no way on earth I could do that. But guess what? I'm a darn good publicist and I'm really good at what I do. So if you just listen to me, and I may ask you to do things that you think are crazy or a little out there, but if you just listen to me and trust me, we're going to do really well. And I can promise you and guarantee you that. And she did. And it took her a few months to trust me. But once she did, we were sailing like you wouldn't believe, doing so well. And I don't think you can get that from certain clients like the Kardashian family. I think that they go their own way and they march to their own tune. So I so agree with you. I mean, sex tapes. Yeah.
They're going to run with whatever they got because there's nothing else there. These people don't act. They don't do anything. They just stand there and yap at a camera.
And guess what? If you're a publicist and you're going and you have to represent somebody like that, you're thinking, okay. And usually as a publicist, you go, okay, I can't represent somebody that doesn't have a vehicle. You know, like, what am I going to promote? You know what I mean?
What are you promoting? Yeah.
Right. You can't do it. And what vehicle do they have? So they created one a la the sex tape. That's all they had to do. And they built it from there.
Yeah.
And I think Kris Jenner is the publicist.
She is.
Don't you think?
She is.
True.
Yeah. She is. Kris Jenner is an excellent publicist. I mean, she's made a bunch of talentless hacks famous.
Well, she's an excellent publicist, Summer, within her own family. Does she represent anybody else?
I don't know. So I'm going to get your opinion on that when we come back.
Okay.
Guys, we'll be right back with Cindy Honig and John Kessner on Behind the Scenes. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Scott Haskin, for the great music. We will be right back. Wow, that's a long outro.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world, OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. We are on with John Kessner and Cindy Honig. We left right in the middle of me saying I thought, what was it? Kris Jenner was a brilliant publicist because of what she's managed to do with her family. And Cindy brought up a good point. Guys, write in. Does anyone know? Does she promote anyone she's not related to? What do you think, Cindy?
She there?
Cindy, you here? Oh, we're still on mute.
I was on mute. I'm so sorry. Can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear
us? You know, you have to understand. Can you believe this? I'm so new to this Skype thing, and I'm doing my best. But I don't know that she does. I hear that she's tried to take on other clients, but I don't know if and who else she has. I have not heard of any others.
Well, Kanye tries to stay way away from her.
Yeah, Kanye, ironically, the biggest star they have in their family is Kanye, who's a pain in the butt West. And
so what does that tell you?
Yeah, that he doesn't want
to. It tells you a lot. And, you know, and this man, I mean, he's been around a long time, you know, and so for him to say, no, thank you, I think that's kind of a big deal. And I think it says a lot. And I think we don't hear that anybody else has signed with her. So what does that tell you? That is a lot of information that we're not hearing. Because trust me when I tell you, you guys, when publicists get new clients, we want everybody to know about it.
Well, I'd like to know if she is representing or has any part of Bruce's deals or Caitlin's or whatever.
You know what, John? I don't think so. I think that, in fact, you know what I heard? I heard that he wanted to stay so far away from that, that's why he's – I'm sorry to laugh. That's why he spelled Caitlin with a C.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah. So I think that –
John called it. He called it.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, but I just wonder if Chris gets any of that e-money for his show.
I doubt it. Yeah, I don't think so.
Ryan Seacrest, the one that makes the money off the Cardassians.
Mm. Well, and did you notice that on the E! Show where they did talk about Bruce, they had a special E! Show that just ran that was the Bruce Show, you know, where everybody talked about their feelings mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. Did you notice that Bruce was also given credit as executive producer along with Ryan Seacrest and the rest of them?
I didn't. So his EP is good on him.
Yeah, he was. So I don't think that he and Chris are splitting that. I don't know. But from what I've heard in the industry, that she's not getting any credit for that at all, as far as as well as any monetary payment.
I think she's made enough money off of kids. She should leave her ex-husband alone.
Yeah, she probably doesn't need to represent anybody else because she's beat them to – I mean, she's all of them.
Isn't that the truth? And you know what, though? You know, I got to tell you. Do you all remember – I mean, the era is going to end. You know,
they say about 5 years till reality's dead.
You're right. It does. I remember when I was in television and all that teen stuff. You remember the teen films? I remember thinking, this is never going to end. And somebody in my office said, oh, Cindy, just wait, because it's got a life of about 5 or 6 years and it's done. And guess what? That always happens. You know, and then it comes along. Something else will come along that's better.
I'm looking forward to the end.
I'm still waiting for rap to die. So
some rap's good. Some rap's good. But
really?
Yeah, there is. It's insightful and it has its reason for existence. But Hollywood is a fickle thing. I mean, look at George Clooney just got a Lifetime Achievement Award and everyone was making the joke. You know, his wife helped organize peace in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. She's worked internationally. She's done all of, you know, she's one of the most accomplished young women. Female lawyers in years and years and years. Woman's a brilliant diplomat. So George Clooney got a Lifetime Achievement
Award. I love that. I do. I love that. But you know, he has achieved so much. I mean, he should get some sort of an award. Hadn't gotten an Academy Award yet, has he? I don't think. But I think
now with the movies he's making.
Yeah, that's so true. But
Tomorrowland was a pretty big bust.
Was it really? I haven't seen it.
I don't even know what that was. It's a ride at Disneyland.
That's right.
You know, but I have not seen it and I won't see it because, you know, unless it's a romantic comedy, I'm not going to see George Clooney in anything else because that's what he's best at. So
he is king of the rom-coms.
Isn't that the truth? But guess what I saw yesterday, which I loved it.
What?
Pitch Perfect 2.
How okay.
And you know, it's a film for younger people, but I gotta tell you, I loved it. I mean, the music, it's just wonderful. It really is. It's refreshing, it's light, it's just one of those summer popcorn movies. You gotta go see it.
See, I'll have to check that out. I'd like to
see that.
I'll definitely check that out. Do you know the Little People stars just filed for divorce? The couple, the
no,
they did.
No.
They just filed for divorce.
Why?
Apparently, they've always had a lot of issues, and I mean, think about what was it? It was the one her and her husband have 12 kids or something that just got pulled off the air because one of the older boys molested. Yes.
The Duggars,
yeah. It's been pretty interesting. It's been really, really interesting.
Well, you go out and you find, you know, and I hate to say freaks after just talking about little people because I'm not saying that, but you find freaks. Mm-hmm. You find freaks like Honey Boo Boo, and then they yank Mama June, the most frightening thing I've ever seen on television. They yank her off the air for shacking up with a child molester.
I know.
And it's like, oh, well, what'd you expect?
But John, you're right. What do you expect when you just pick up before you even...
There's so many people out there who work so hard to make it in the entertainment business and lead consciously good lives with talent. And we're watching hillbillies under a rock sleeping with child molesters.
Right.
It's shocking. I mean, you go like Fred Durst, the lead singer of Limp Bizkit, got married 3 years ago. People just found out today. And I mean, he's a huge star in his own right. And he's kept his business private. His music's what's forward. Then you've got people like June who messed with a child molester.
Well, that's just the least of that's one of the things she did, but that's the thing that got her kicked off the air. And now she's going making personal appearances at strip clubs.
That's all she can get. And wait a minute, what is she doing at a strip club, John? What can she do at a strip club?
Hopefully not stripping.
No, she's a bouncer.
She's there. Oh. That would be too practical. She's there as a celebrity. She was there as a. I saw some photos on a poll. I would assume it needed to be a girl.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, well, I mean, she wasn't dressed up as a stripper because my eyes are still working and not burned out of my head. But, you know, she was there as a personal appearance thing, you know, like the Kardashians going to the Venetian in Vegas
and they get big bucks for that. You're right. And I think at some point, but, you know, I think that going back to the Kardashian family, you know, I just heard on the talk show today, The Talk is what it's called, and they were talking about what a huge star this Kylie Jenner is, this teenager who's 17 who just bought a $2.5 million house in Hidden Hills.
Are you talking about that idiot that's dating what's his face, Will Smith's kid,
Tyga?
I guess so. I'm not sure who she's dating, but you know, she has she quit school, of course. I guess her mother feels like education is not a big deal, you know, when you're making money you don't need an education, which is don't get me started.
How's she going to keep that money?
There you go. Because what you don't understand when you're 17, 18, even 25, even 30, and is that money's not going to last. It's not going to last, and your fame is going to be over in 5 or 10 years, 10 years max if you're lucky. So what are you going to do then? You're going to have you dropped out of high school when you were a junior. So what do you have left? Nothing. So, you know, I think that's the really sad thing about the family.
Well, mom,
we're going back to that.
Yeah, mom's a Bond villain, and dad turned into some chick on Vanity Fair. I mean, this kid's a wreck. What kind of guidance is she going to get?
Well, I have to tell you that I'm really sorry about this, but, you know, Caitlin really looks better than I do, and we're the same age, and I have to tell you that really bugged the heck out of me.
No, now, come on. I kind of
like that she looks that good because it's got to piss off Kris Jenner.
Yeah, you know what?
That's true, too. I do like that part of it, but you got to understand, I saw a thing where the same people who worked on Caitlin or whatever to make her so hot could turn a slice of pizza into a hot young girl. I mean, literally.
I saw that. That's been trending on Facebook for a couple of years right now.
Yes, and that's absolutely true. And if you saw Caitlin stand up and walk across the room, you would flash on that 1967 Bigfoot video because that's he's still like a big guy with shoulders walking with man hands.
Hey, John, have you thought about doing stand-up?
saying this kind of stuff, how long would I last?
Well, I don't know, but I'd like to be your publicist if you'd like to consider doing stand-up.
You are funny. Well, here's a new one. What do you think about Chris Pratt? He's married to Anna Faris. Love the guy. He was saying he was having issues with erectile dysfunction, and he was impotent and fatigued because of his weight gain.
Because of his weight. You know what? I saw that somewhere today on Facebook or the internet somewhere. Is that true?
That's what I've heard.
We got pills for that, so I don't know what he's complaining about.
Well, he dropped weight.
Yeah, but you know what? Those pills don't work for everybody. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is what I've heard. I've heard that, number one, they have severe side effects.
Oh,
and like bad headaches and nausea and that sort of stuff. And number two, I've heard that once you take them, you're pretty much down for the day or the evening. Yes. You know, like you can't do any exercise. I mean, and I don't know for a fact. I've, of course, never used them, but that's what I hear. So
I've heard a lot of that. Point.
You have?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about that.
Now, do you hear that from men or?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
And doctors and different people. But Viagra, it's an interesting thing. I mean, you know, we're spending... You know,
they're giving it to women now, too. Haven't you heard that?
No, I've heard they were using it as libido enhancers, yeah.
Well, you know, it was an accidental side effect to blood pressure medication. My brother's a pharmaceutical rep, and he told me all this. He said it was a side effect to blood pressure medication. So... That's a blood pressure medication, and the side effect is you've got an erection. So, and they, you know, if they last more than 4 hours, you need help.
Here's the thing: if men out there want to think about getting that Viagra, before I would take one, I would watch the new series called "Sex Sent Me to the ER" because. Oh. There are horror stories on there about men who got one and then couldn't get it out. So that would be an interesting thing to watch.
It would. All right, guys, we're going to our final break. We will be back with John Kessner and Cindy Honig talking about erectile dysfunction, pharmaceutical,
and
Hollywood.
I got to go do some research.
After the break, we'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
If you remember living fearlessly, joyfully, and in a world filled with adventure, happiness, pleasure, and unbridled living, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, as I bring you the world's top experts in wealth, creativity, flow, seat edging technology, space, wellness, health, love, lust, and passion, all merging together each week here at the Hub of Happiness. Mondays at 6 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Passionate Living. where you can ride on the magic carpet ride of living and learn how to lead a passionately wild, exciting, and outrageously amazing life.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Behind the Scenes. I'm your host, Summer Helene. Thank you, Scott Haskin, for that beautiful music. And I got to say, I'm surprised we're on this radio station because this is all about love and enlightenment, and we're all about Hollywood.
How'd we get in?
That's so true.
I'm just saying, I'm listening to Raise Up Your Consciousness, and I'm sitting here going, take a top off, and I can make more money off that movie.
Nice. I'm all for that, yeah.
I know. And then, of course, you know, we take their tops off. John writes a script. I take the girl's top off in it. And then Cindy has to save her reputation. Welcome back to Behind the Scenes.
This is true.
It's a well-oiled machine.
It is. It is. We've been doing it the same way for 100 years now.
Yep.
Well, you know, you figure out how to do it in the best way possible, depending on who the person is, you know, what the project is and that sort of thing. So, you know, you do it as John, as gently as possible. Every scenario.
Gently,
there's
okay.
That word again. I know.
I don't know if John knows how to do it gently. You missed the S&M show, Cindy.
Yeah.
Oh, I missed the S&M show. Oh, dear.
Yeah, we were talking about 50 Shades of Grey, and that led to an entire show about it.
Oh, I wish I'd been a part of that.
You just
I
scratched
loved
the
that.
Surface.
I loved that movie. Loved that movie.
See, I thought really? It was – I wasn't really keen on it just because all I could think in my head is if some boy hit me with a belt, I'd probably hit him back. But Alexis is very against it. She thinks it creates a it creates an unrealistic sense of what BDSM is, and she thinks it's dangerous for young viewers. And John just filled us in on what he does in his spare time.
It's all good. Hey, Cindy, did you read the book?
Yes, I read all three books in two-week span. Yes, I did.
Do you know
if you read them all, it's a love story. It really is a love story about this guy who, you know, is acting out basically in his adulthood, and he meets this young girl who really it introduces him to love, and it converts that, and that's the way I saw it.
I get that. It was written as Twilight fan fiction, which makes me immediately lose respect for it. Two, I hate anything where it says to a young girl, yes, he's abusive, yes, he hurts you, but he can change. Not a fan of that.
I'm not either, but I didn't see it that way at all, because if you remember, he explained it completely. You know, he gave her safe words, he had her sign documents, you know, he made sure she understood what she was getting into. And that character, I think, needed to learn that. And that was just the character that was developed in the book that came across on the screen. And, you know, I thought it was very brave of Dakota Johnson to do that. You know,
I agree.
Her grandmother's an old friend of mine who I knew when I was in L.A. It would be troublesome for me. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. If my granddaughter, who I have a 22-year-old granddaughter, if she were an actress and she chose to do that, yeah, I would applaud that and say that's good for your career. Not sure I would be able to see it, but I just see that differently. And you know what, Summer, you know this about me. I'm pretty prudish.
Yeah.
So for me to like, because I've got four daughters and all these grandchildren, and I really am pretty prudish when it comes to that sort of thing. But I thought it was done in good taste.
I'll agree with that. I'll agree.
And I thought it explained, well, maybe not. Maybe people that haven't read the books would not get it. I got it in that I know what's coming next, you know? So maybe that's the difference.
Well, I read the book. I haven't seen the movie yet. But did you ever read a book called 9 1/2 Weeks?
I saw the movie.
The movie was an MTV video version of the book. It was really watered down.
I did not read the book, but I, in fact, I just saw the movie probably a year ago. And I, you know what, John? This is interesting at my age because I never saw the movie, I think because I was afraid to see it. And then my boyfriend a year ago said, oh, God, you've got to see it. It's one. And I watched it and loved it. I really did. And you know what I thought when I saw it? I thought, this is so not what I expected. I expected it to be, you know, more like an X-rated movie, yeah, I think.
It's,
you know,
it's very, 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 very watered down. It's not the real story. It's not the real book.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, the book is much more graphic, and it has much stronger message to it because this is about control and domination.
I see.
The way these movies, I feel, now I haven't seen the new mm-hmm. 50 Shades of Grey movie. I read the book, but it's like Beauty and the Beast with a ball gag. It's kind of, you know, it's not really getting into the psychology of these relationships because I did have a relationship with a psychotic who didn't even have a safe word. I could do anything to this chick, and she would come up with things, and it's like, okay, well, I'm not doing that because I'm not going to kill you.
I have to stop you there. Oh. So
she's still alive.
Good. But did you all break up because of that reason or?
Nope. I broke up because she cheated on me.
That's a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker. I'm sorry. Yeah. It's the shortest engagement in the world. I was engaged for 3 hours. And then she decided to tell me, let's get something out of the way. It's kind of bothering me. But that guy you told me never to see again, yeah, I've been with him. I've been nailing him for 3 months now. So I'm like, okay, well. And so it really wasn't her lifestyle.
John, let me interrupt you. This is what you do with that. Are you listening?
Yes.
You write a script about it.
Yep.
Write a script.
Absolutely.
I could sell that.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
You know what's crazy? I can promote it.
There you go.
Years before that, I wrote a script about a guy who was dating some total freak who disappeared and he had to find her. And he didn't realize how freaky she was until he started trying to find her, entering her, you know, subculture mm-hmm. in that city. And I wrote about this. And then I met the girl like that. And we got involved. So cool. I could actually.
Okay. I want you to write a script about me running off with Hugh Jackman and Carl Urban.
See,
if these are coming true, that's the script I want you to write.
And you know, it's called Safe Word. There's no safe word.
But that's a great title. I mean, think about that title.
Safe Word?
Yes.
And guess what? There's no way that this project can be done without Summer and me attached.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are the first to hear about it, and we help to suggest it.
Well, it's one of the early drafts sitting right here.
Well, guess what? Next Friday night, we want to hear about the first chapter, 20 pages of your treatment. Pages.
That's what we want to hear. And to the audience out there, you guys know you'd watch this, a movie called Safe Word.
Of course they would.
Come on.
Especially if it was rated, you know, double R or something like that.
NC-17, NC-92. We'll get a new rating.
Fantastic concept. And to all you writers out there, I mean, that is the basis of writing, is what you see, what you experience, what you hear throughout your life.
And really, how many writers out there do something so jaw-droppingly stupid for material? I'm amazed. It's like, thankfully I got to live. But it is amazing sometimes. Like, you know what? It's like looking down a rabbit hole and wondering what's down there and going down and hearing all the growling in the dark and still going. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just that curiosity that I think that makes writing.
Because
you want to find out.
Right. And you can write anything. I mean, you can create whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
your
I don't
fantasy or whatever your imagination, wherever it takes you.
Right. But be very informed about what it is you're writing about at the same time.
Yeah. Don't you wish you had thought of 50 Shades of Grey in three books?
That would not have been the story I wrote.
Me either. Cause I never could. I never imagined that either. You know,
I never bought that this billionaire. I got a question for you. You read all three books. I only read the first one. Does it ever come up in the books where someone tells this girl, hey, look, honey, this guy's a billionaire, all right? Who cares? He wants to spank your ass. He's a billionaire.
That would be my advice.
See,
but trust me when I tell you, she gets it. she gets it in the second book gets a rather rough, but you're not going to believe what happens in the third book.
Well, all right, I
can't even tell you.
There's nobody there to say, look, honey, he's a billionaire, all right? He's good looking.
Let him spank you. That part, I kind of didn't mind the idea of spanking. I might want to try that one day now. But the whole billionaire thing, I'm kind of with John on that. The guy's a billionaire. He wants to spank you. Fine.
And he's handsome and dresses well.
Let me say that my ex-husband was a billionaire. He was a Texas zillionaire, not a billionaire, a zillionaire. And nice. It was the most miserable years of my life because, you know, those guys have severe problems with money. They think you're trying to steal it. They're worried about that all the time. It's a miserable existence. I would never want to live that way again, ever.
That makes sense. It does.
It really, I would never want to live that way. I did. And guess what? I married him because I have to tell you, I mean, that was a huge attraction. The most charming man I've ever known in my life. And, you know, thank God he's dead now. He died. But, I mean, yeah. But seriously, it was a horrible existence for me. Okay, I guess we're leaving. Good night, everybody.
We are at the end of the show. Good night, guys. Thank you for
listening. Love you all.
Behind the scenes. Do not marry for money. That is a lesson from today's show.
That's the truth.
Write down your life experiences.
So true.
You can still screw for money.
This is true.
And that's it from Hollywood, guys. We'll see you next week.
The cutting edge of conscious radio.